It is significant that Project Condyne, that was highly classified and then released within this decade, sort of quietly, says that this UAP phenomena that in the United States we would call UFO, and the British are calling unidentified aerial phenomena, emits some kind of radiation that can affect minds and bodies. That is a discussion in Project Condyne.
Right. The high spectrum radiation is in the terahertz range, and that this particular type of radiation is highly classified within the Department of Defense and even in the MOD. What I mean by classified is terahertz is out there. It's being used in the white world, but it's also being worked on in the black world. This type of radiation is being looked at for weaponization in a lot of different ways, which is classified.
Terahertz lies between microwave and infrared on the electromagnetic spectrum. Has anybody so far talked to you about what it is that the terahertz might be able to do to your heart valve, given the fact that terahertz is supposed to be non-ionizing and therefore not damaging to tissue?
The best I can tell you on this is it was clear once this information was made available, all of a sudden the doctors knew what to look for and they did some more testing. Prior to that, my civilian doctors couldn't understand a guy, my health overall, my heart was healthy other than the fact that it was being damaged because it kept going into AFib and congestive heart failure. They couldn't understand why it was doing that. There was no reason for it. They couldn't get to the bottom of it. That's when they requested my military records in the first place and were denied. Basically, once this information became available, everything expedited, and within a short period of time, you know, within a three-month period, I was completely treated. They figured out what was wrong. They went in and did the surgery, and my life was saved. I credit that to Senator McCain's office and to a doctor that was behind the scenes that gave information to the doctors in the VA who then knew what to look for and then were able to do life-saving surgery.
The damage to the leaflet in your heart has been linked directly back to your exposure to unidentified aerial phenomena radiation.
That was the basis of the whole claim. I mean, originally it was, I need my records for the civilian doctors, was denied. Then along the way, it became clear to the people involved trying to get my records that they were most likely classified. They were the ones that stated that. To this day, my records were not released to me in this settlement. I'm not allowed to see them. I'm not allowed to have access to them. Nor was my FOIA answered. My FOIA was, I want a confirmation from the Department of Defense and the VA. Are my records classified? Do they lie within the classified section? Where are my records being held? That has also been ignored, which is a violation of federal law. They have to acknowledge the FOIA, and they didn't. But the bottom line is that my claim was based on the fact that I was injured in the line of duty, that I became sick right after the incident, which was the reason why I had my heart issues. Here's the Condyne proof that this incident happened. And not only that, but the Condyne proof shows that my heart was damaged by whatever I was exposed to in the forest in 1980.
John, how soon after December 28, 1980, did you have a medical exam when you were at RAF Bentwaters Woodbridge?
The interesting thing was I never had a medical exam per se where they found the issue at Bentwaters. But I didn't feel good right after the incident, and I struggled with different things, vision, throat and some other problems, but I never, you know, they didn't find the heart issue. It's after I returned to the States 4 or 5 months later that I got sick, just out of the blue, completely got sick, and I went into the civilian hospital. My heart was not acting properly. They found a heart murmur, and there was an abnormal anomaly in the heart. And the interesting thing about that, which I didn't know at the time, but I've learned over the years, is a lot of times when they find this anomaly in the heart and when they do an EKG and stuff like that, that leads to that you have some kind of heart blockage. But I've never had that. Matter of fact, prior to my surgery, they checked for that in case they were going to have to clean out my arteries, and they were clean. I have no heart disease, no heart problems, no nothing. The only heart problem I have was both of my leaflets were shredded, but the one that normally doesn't even have any damage in mitral valve was completely shredded, which was on the inside mitral valve. And that was causing all my heart issues.
It is described in Project Condyne that exposure to UAP radiation, however it is defined, at what frequency, can cause damage to the body and can manipulate the mind.
Yeah, it can. It states in the report. People need to read that report. It is the closest thing to a smoking gun that's out there right now, you know, next to the fact of recovering a craft. And what I mean by that is to have proof of the craft. I mean, there's implications that the crafts have been recovered, and I'm not saying they have it, but no one in the public has got that proof as far as I know. But this is a report, and it was a highly classified intelligence study on UFOs. And what's interesting, too, within some other work that I've done where I've got the MOD to admit they're still holding back 18 files, these are some of the policy files that they're holding back, six of them, matter of fact, 18 files overall. It was called UFOs, and then later on, all of a sudden, they changed it to UAPs.
That unidentified aerial phenomena acronym means that everybody filing FOIA for UFO can honestly be dismissed or ignored because they are not technically filing for UAP.
Right. I was able to get them to admit that they still held these 18 files and some other stuff that I'm still holding on to. But they've gotten to the point now where, because of my follow-up questions, they will not even answer any more of my questions. They used this reasoning. They said, we are no longer going to discuss what files we're holding, what interdepartment memos, emails, or anything else involving this case until after these 18 files were released. Well, after they reviewed all my documents and everything that was presented to them, it appears that they had had some type of access to my medical records. They agreed that I was injured in the line of duty, that I deserved compensation and to be taken care of for my injury in the line of duty in the Forest of Rendlesham in 1980, which all goes back to Condyne, the UAP radiation, and that other MOD report acknowledging that we were exposed to above background radiation. Now, when I first got them to admit to these files, they were supposed to release them last fall, early winter. But then when a British citizen, that's how they magically released all this, where they didn't acknowledge the fact that they admitted that to me. They had a British citizen who had read some of my work that was put out, or some of the work that's been done with my colleagues, too, that's been put out, that he made another request, supposedly, and then they admitted, well, yeah, we're holding on 18 files, and we're going to release them eventually. The tentative release date will be sometime at the end of this year, but there's been follow-up FOIA since then. Mine were not acknowledged, as usual, but somebody else did not get a response back either on when they plan on releasing these files, which I think are important. And one of the things that I think they're going to have a problem with this time is there's going to be more people wanting to know what's redacted and why it's redacted. Before, they kind of just seemed to get away with it. They just kind of said, well, here you go, guys. This is it. We don't have any more. And this is what we know, and it's no big deal. Well, now, if they claim they've released everything, that's not true. That's one of those, I'm never going to tell you a total lie, but I'm never going to tell you the whole truth type of scenario. What they're doing is saying, well, here's what we can release you. Here's what's redacted. Here's what's declassified now. But there's still a lot still classified within this that we're not going to release. Why would they do that? Why would they hold it back? Because it still is of defense significance.
Why do you think that it is not publicly announced that we're not alone in the universe and that other intelligences have been interacting with this planet for a long time?
My gut feeling is it's written within Condyne itself. It's the fact that everybody's in a race to weaponize this technology. And what I mean is the major world powers. That particular technology, this would be the next game changer. Not only is it a game changer with whoever would hold the technology and be able to utilize it the best, but then also, is there a real threat from outside? In my case, it's unknown. When I was hurt, you know, whether it was intentional or not, I can't answer that. I mean, it could be just as simple as what happened when the Europeans came over to America and the Indians were exposed to them for the first time, and there was stuff within what they had and carried caused disease and sickness. It could just be as simple as that's what happened to me. But then there could be more implications to it. There are definitely reports of things that have happened where there's been some kind of exchange. So not only would it benefit the countries of the world to understand this technology if there's a threat from above, but it also would benefit whoever had the best ability to use this technology to rule the world itself.